Blake Snell, the Tampa pitcher from Shoreline, busted his toe, and he's going to miss his start. You got a good busted toe story.
He was coming out of the shower, tried to move some towel stand or something made out of granite.
All right, you got a good busted toe story. We'll put you in the running for a key for the ATV and some tickets to the Skagit Speedway. Ben kicked a pumpkin. That's how he busted his toe. Well, why did you kick a pumpkin, Ben?
Oh, well, I was young, and me and the missus were having fun. Well, I was having fun. And we got in a little argument, and it was about Halloween time. And I just got mad and had too much to drink that night. And
Steve Hauschka, that pumpkin.
23-pound pumpkin you kicked? All right, yeah. Busted your toe up. Very good. Thank you, Ben.
Damn, was it made out of brass?
I could see that. You know, if it's October, it's kind of cold. Maybe
yeah,
things
maybe.
Like frozen.
Mm-hmm. And you catch it just right.
Ron fell off a roof, but I guess that's not how he busted his toe. You were like in a cast or something after you fell off a roof. How'd you bust your toe?
Yeah, I was in a cast for a couple months, two casts. Well, after they took the cast off, I was just starting to get around on crutches and stuff. Well, at night I had to take a leak, so I hobbled off to the bathroom, and I busted, hooked my little toe on the foot of the dresser. So it, you know, went right between the little toe and the next one over, and it was twisted out to the side. And the next day I had the doctor's appointment anyway, so he straightened my toe back up.
Yeah. Hey, you already have a cast on you. You fell off a roof, and then this happens to you. Brad and John, KISM. How'd you bust your toe?
How you doing this morning? Got a little story. When I was little, me and my big brother was fighting, and I always wanted to get back at him, and we had to shag carpet and stuff when I was growing up, and I stuck a large sweater-type sewing needle in the carpet so he could step on it, and guess who stepped on it? I stepped on it, and it went right through the cartilage, of my middle toe on my right foot, and I had to bust the toe instead of him.
And you laid the trap for him, and you got snagged by
that's
it.
What you get,
and
man.
I got snagged by it. I forgot all about it, and I stepped in it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What's your name? What's your name? Who's this?
This is Steve.
All right, Steve. Hold on, Steve. We'll get your info. That shag carpeting, man. There'd be Hot Wheels embedded in there and things and Legos, and you wouldn't see that, and you'd step on that stuff barefoot, and man, that would hurt.
How about Eugene says, I was climbing Mount Rainier on my way down the first time. I was coming down on the way back to Camp Muir. I slammed my right foot into a rock and had to walk the rest of the way back to paradise with a broken toe.
But he made it up, though, huh?
Yeah.
At least it was on the way down. Brad and John, KISM. Hi. This one was in a grocery store.
My 1 year.
Yes.
My 1 year old when I was 9 months pregnant through it, and I had flip flops on. It hit my big toe, split my nail apart.
All right, your phone is crappy. Your phone's crappy, Brad. She was in a grocery store. Flip flops. 1 year old drops a can of corn. Brad and John, KISM. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How'd you bust your toe?
So I'm playing with the kids in the snow in the winter. We come back in the mudroom. We take all our clothes off and stuff, put them out there. I go to walk into the kitchen barefoot. I slip on the floor. I catch my toes between my big toe and my second toe right in the corner of the wall, right where the trim is. And I pointed my big toe out to the right, to the left, straight out the side.
Oh, so you're so
perpendicular. 90 degrees?
Yes, and that's not the bad part. Think about this. Now I can't put my shoes back on.
No.
There's 8 inches of snow outside. I got to go out and get in the car with a bare foot and a broken toe.
Do you have a picture of that? I'd love to see that thing bent off at 90 degrees.
Just take your thumb and stick it out to the side. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Plus, with all that snow, you got those boots that are, the taller boots, and you're trying to pull. It's not like just a slip-on anymore.
All right, hold on, man. Brad and John, KISM. All right, 360-733-4476. Or email Brad and John at KISM.com.
The one, I think if I remember right, it turned out to be like a hairline fracture, and they didn't do anything to it, but I definitely lost the nail. I'm working for my dad. We're doing it. We're on this construction site. We're building an office building, and they bunk up. The guy in a forklift bunks up a big bunk of like OSB subfloor, because we're flooring this thing, and I'm standing on the joist, and I bust the bands on this bunk of plywood, and I go to wrestle the top sheet off, and this is thick stuff and heavy tongue and groove kind of deal. and I bust the bands. I get the top sheet off, and I kind of pull it off because it's about head level, eye level. And then I'm going to, as it slides off the top, put my hands underneath it and catch it so I can kind of walk it over to where we're laying the plywood. And that first hand missed, and it just came down like a guillotine, and it hit me right on my big toe. I could see there was blood that came up through the little tiny holes in your foot, in your shoe.
Brad and John at KISM.com.
One just came in from Tim. Tim says, I'm carrying a small child, like a newborn baby, in my hands, in my arms, and this two-year-old was jealous that I was paying attention to the other baby and came over and wrapped his arms around my legs because he wanted me to pick him up. And that caused me to, like, you know, misstep. And then my foot went forward and caught the wheels of the stroller that was in park, and it split, broke two of his toes. Oh. And he said, I go, did you drop the baby? He goes, no, I tumbled forward into the couch, didn't even drop the baby. Oh,
okay. Is this David on three?
David. And now I can picture David's happening. David, you were on a boat.
Yes, I'm here.
What happened, David, on the boat?
Oh, yeah, I had a loose line up in the bow, so I went up to fix it, and I got that all fixed. I went running back because it was cold, and I happened to be barefoot, and there was a cleat, and I kicked that like you would kick a football.
Oh, a rope cleat.
My toe went one way, and I about knocked my toe, and my toenail actually came off.
How many times you've been on the dock or something, and you're like, man, you catch your foot into one of those cleats.
Oh, yeah. I'll do the Flintstone dance.
That's it. Thank you, David. David.